Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Food Counter's Pocket Companion, 6th edition, by registered dietitians Jane Stevenson and Rebecca Lindberg, is a compact nutrition reference designed for fast, practical decision-making about what to eat. Rather than teaching a single diet plan, it functions as a data-forward handbook that lists nutrient values for a large range of everyday foods, including fresh ingredients, packaged grocery items, and menu selections from major restaurant chains in the US and Canada. The 6th edition emphasizes convenience and usability, organizing entries in common sense A to Z categories, and adding an index to speed lookup. Across its listings, the book focuses on 12 widely tracked nutrients and measures, including calories, carbohydrates, protein, fats, fiber, sugar, sodium, iron, calcium, potassium, and vitamin D, alongside portion information. The purpose is to help readers compare options quickly, set workable personal targets, and make consistent choices at home or on the go without needing an app or constant label reading. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a quick reference system for everyday eating decisions. A central value of the book is its emphasis on speed and simplicity. Instead of long explanations or meal plans, it is built for moments when a reader needs an answer quickly at the grocery store, while planning a packed lunch, or when ordering from a menu. The 6th edition organizes foods in practical A to Z categories and includes an index, both of which support rapid lookup without technology. This structure matters because nutrition decisions are often made under time pressure, and friction can push people toward guesswork. By presenting common foods in a consistent format, the companion makes it easier to compare similar items, such as different breakfast options, snacks, or sides, and to spot trade-offs between calories, carbohydrates, fiber, and sodium. The book also supports people who prefer a paper-based tool or who want a reliable reference during travel, commuting, or clinical counseling sessions. In that sense, it acts as a decision aid, not a replacement for individualized medical advice, but a practical bridge between general nutrition guidance and real-world choices that must be made repeatedly. Secondly, coverage across thousands of foods plus grocery brands, the companion is positioned as broad in scope, listing nutrient information for roughly 400-500 foods. That breadth is important because many nutrition references focus either on raw ingredients or on packaged and restaurant foods, leaving readers to fill gaps on their own. Here, the listings span a mix of fresh foods, prepared items, and widely purchased grocery products, allowing readers to compare choices that actually compete in daily life, such as a homemade snack versus a packaged alternative. Including numerous grocery store brands is especially relevant for people who rely on staples from supermarkets and want to track key nutrients consistently. The consistent data presentation helps users keep a steady approach to managing calories, carbs, or sodium across different food types, rather than treating each category as a separate system. For health professionals, this type of breadth can also reduce time spent searching multiple sources when helping clients identify realistic substitutes. While any nutrient database can change as manufacturers reformulate products, the 6th edition highlights updated values, reinforcing the book's role as a current snapshot of commonly eaten foods. Thirdly, 12 essential nutrients tracked in a consistent format. The book concentrates on 12 frequently monitored nutrients and measures calories, carbohydrates, protein, fats, fiber, sugar, sodium, iron, calcium, potassium, and vitamin D. That selection matches what many people track for weight management and cardiometabolic goals, as well as what clinicians often prioritize in counseling for conditions like diabetes or high blood pressure. By keeping the nutrient set consistent across entries, the guide supports pattern recognition. Readers can learn what a higher fiber choice tends to look like, what foods cluster with higher sodium, or which options contribute more meaningfully to minerals such as calcium and potassium. The point is not only to count numbers, but to compare foods on the dimensions that drive specific outcomes, such as blood glucose response, satiety, or sodium reduction. The inclusion of portion information alongside nutrient values also helps ground comparisons, since a healthy-sounding food can vary dramatically depending on serving size. Overall, the companion functions like a standardized dashboard, helping users align everyday selections with personal targets while keeping the focus on a small set of high-impact nutrition variables. Fourthly, restaurant chain menu data for eating on the go. A distinguishing feature of the 6th edition is the inclusion of menu listings from 32 popular restaurant chains across the US and Canada, with new additions noted in public descriptions such as Shake Shack, In-N-Out, and Applebee's. This matters because many people try to follow nutrition goals but find restaurant meals the hardest setting for consistency. Menu choices can be high in sodium, added sugars, or calories, and portion sizes vary widely. By providing a way to compare menu items using the same nutrient fields used for grocery foods, the book helps readers apply one decision framework in multiple environments. That can support practical strategies such as identifying a lower sodium entree, choosing a higher protein option, or adjusting sides and beverages to better fit a carbohydrate target. For professionals, the restaurant section can also be useful for coaching clients on realistic ordering habits rather than idealized home-only diets. The book's value here is convenience. It reduces the need to search multiple chain websites or apps when making a quick choice, while encouraging more informed ordering. Lastly, goal-setting guidance that complements the data, although the companion is primarily a reference. Public descriptions also note brief guidance on setting personal targets for calories and fluids and tips for meeting key nutrient needs. This type of guidance plays an important supporting role because raw data is most useful when connected to a goal. Readers managing weight, diabetes, or blood pressure often need clear, actionable targets and reminders of what to prioritize, such as adequate fiber intake or limiting sodium and added sugars. By pairing guidance with the nutrient tables, the book helps users translate numbers into choices, such as building meals that better balance carbohydrates with protein and fiber, or scanning for foods that contribute meaningfully to minerals like potassium and calcium. The guidance is not positioned as a comprehensive medical program, but as practical orientation that makes the tables easier to use effectively. This balance also broadens the audience beyond experienced trackers, offering enough context for beginners to start using the reference responsibly. The result is a tool that supports both immediate decisions and longer-term habit building by making tracking feel less technical and more routine. In conclusion, this pocket companion best serves readers who want concrete nutrition information without committing to a single branded diet. People managing diabetes, high blood pressure, or weight goals are likely to benefit, as are anyone trying to increase fiber, moderate sugar, or keep sodium in check. It is also practical for vegetarians and plant-forward eaters who want a simple way to compare common foods for protein, iron, calcium, and other nutrients highlighted in the book. For dietitians, diabetes educators, and other health professionals, it can function as a quick counseling aid because it consolidates commonly requested data in an easy lookup format. The book stands out in its category by combining three needs that are often separated: a broad food list, inclusion of recognizable grocery brands, and restaurant chain menu coverage, all presented in a consistent nutrient framework. The sixth edition improvements, including an index and updated restaurant and brand values, reinforce its usefulness as a current reference rather than a static list. Compared with apps, its advantage is simplicity and offline access, making it a dependable, low-friction tool for making more informed choices wherever eating happens. If you would like to support Jane Stevenson RDN CDE, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around!